Welcome to 2 Minute Drill, the first pitch-only show that features entrepreneurs from all walks of life competing each week for more than $50,000 in cash and prizes. Hosted by legendary entrepreneur, sports executive, and investor David Meltzer, 5 contestants have just 2 minutes to deliver their most convincing pitch ever. Who will fold under the pressure and who will thrive?
The $250,000. For 10%, that's really too rich right now.
There's only 2 things you have to worry about in raising money.
Reading is a kiss of death.
After the 5 pitches are complete, the judges will deliberate to decide our champion.
But I thought the pitch was pretty solid.
Yeah. Bam!
Bam! Bam.
Will they rise to the occasion?
1, 2, 3.
Bam!
Will they blow away the judges?
It's a cool gadget.
Will they be crowned champion? David Meltzer hosts 2 Minute Drill. Our featured judges include self-made millionaire entrepreneurs that have pitched their way to scale multiple 9-figure companies and brands. Will Ford is the president and co-founder of LaunchBoom and has built this brand to be one of the most respected crowdfunding agencies in the world. Will is passionate about bringing innovation to life and has dedicated his career to helping entrepreneurs succeed. Rory Cataya is a serial tech entrepreneur who sold his first tech startup for more than $200 million. Now CEO of NASDAQ-listed Verb Technology Company, he's disrupting the sales software industry. Jason Waller has his company, Power Home Solar, on the path of becoming a billion-dollar business. His serial entrepreneurial success has come without a college education or generational wealth, and he uses naysayers as fuel to prove them wrong. This 2019 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Southeast Award winner has further turned haters into fans by educating others about his journey through his podcast called True Underdog, which has earned a top 3 ranking among Apple entrepreneurship podcasts, and through his new book, Own Your Power, which already has reached bestseller status on Amazon, The Wall Street Journal, and USA Today. Next up, we've got Zach Jolly, product developer and managing director of Sync and Spin.
Sync and Spin LLC, we have a patented dish brush that suctions inside your sink and actually helps prevent the pileup. So makes it harder to leave a mess and you can clean in less than half the time. My father had a stroke and lost the ability in one of his arms. And then later in college, living with 5 other student athletes, we all ate 5 times a day, and it didn't take long for the sink to get full of crusty, smelly, dirty dishes. So the solution was to have something already suctioned inside the sink so that it makes it harder to leave a mess. It's a product that everyone could use. It helps save water when you're washing dishes. If you plug the drain and use it that way, it helps the bristles get to work and only uses like 2 gallons of water, as opposed to almost 30. This can help save an entire ocean's worth of water.
Zach, you're on the clock with 2 Minute Drill.
Thank you, David. We're here to seek a $500,000 investment, a business opportunity, or partnership. Our mission is to empower billions around the globe to do their dishes, be accountable, and be good to their environment. In high school, my dad had a stroke and lost the ability to use one of his arms. Later in college, as a student athlete living with 5 other roommates that also played sports, eating 5 times a day, didn't take long for the sink to get full of crusty, smelly, dirty dishes. The solution was to have something already suctioned inside the sink that actually helped block the pileup and allowed you to clean in less than half the time. Sink and Spin can be easier to use. All you have to do is spray, wipe, and rinse. It's as easy as opening the door. There's even a center cleaning slot, so you can clean forks, knives, anything, just in a swipe. On top of that, it has a form-fitting handle, so you can clean countertops, stove tops, any big mess outside the sink. My favorite thing to do is actually plug the drain and fill it with a couple gallons of water. That's actually more efficient than Energy Star-rated dishwashers. So, we have patented technology, great margins, and over 100,000 sold via Amazon and Walmart in our first year. We're looking to expand to other countries and get this thing all over the globe. We bootstrapped our way here, and we're ready to partner with someone that knows what they're doing in the global scale. It's over a $5 billion dish brush and scoring pad market, and we will be the winner. So my ask for you is $500,000 investment, 2-minute drill cash and prizes, so we can save an ocean's worth of water while letting people spend more time with their family. Thank you.
Zach, you did a lot of things right, and a few things not so right. This is the kind of product that you really need to see the demo. You need to see it. And it was smart of you to be prepared to get up and do that. You had all the branding behind you. Terrific. Really good stuff. A couple of pointers. You said a $500,000 investment. Well, you have to explain what someone's going to get for the $500,000 investment. Is that a loan? Is that equity? If it's equity, upon what valuation? How did you get to the valuation? You talked about selling a ton of these already on Amazon. What's your revenue? What did you earn? What does it cost? How are you distributing this? What's your marketing plan? I mean, these are all the kinds of things that someone who's going to write a $500,000 check is going to want to know. You don't want them leaving the presentation wondering, scratching their head, because guess what? They're scratching their head. They're not writing a check. So this is, again, perfect tee up for Will Ford. He'll know how to help you really scale this thing and market it properly. I'm going to Will.
Yeah, thanks so much for that presentation. Of all the seasons I've participated on the show, that was one of the best pitches I've seen. You did a really, really good job. Yeah, well done. You talked about your mission, talked about your family, personal story, talked about the need, your patent, talked about the market size, the market opportunity. You really covered, you checked every box for me. I will say one thing, to Rory's point, you could have done a better job selling me, why should I give you a check for $500,000? So if I give you $500,000 now, do I get $5 million 2 years from now? Do I get $100 million 5 years from now, right? Like, you could have sold that better, and that could have been better prepared and planned, but you used all your time up until the last second. I've very rarely seen that done on the show. So great job, great presentation, well done.
Zach, I felt like I was watching a ShamWow commercial, which is a good thing. Like, I do some infomercials for Power Home, right? That's not a bad thing. I love that. That was the best part of the pitch. I struggled with reading. I struggled with the guitar because I was like, are we selling guitars at first? So maybe, you know, lack of video, if you were able to zoom the video in a little bit more, you know, things like that. So it was just focused on the sync. I think that would have been important. You do have your branding behind there. So I'll disagree with Will. I think the way you did the demonstration on the infomercial type, great. The pitch, not so good. That's my opinion. We can agree to disagree. Like I said, it was like ShamWow or MyPillow guy, which I like. That's the part I like. What I didn't like is you missed the cost, the revenue, what the investment is for, all of those things that we need to know. And you've got 2 minutes. You got to stick that in there.
Number one, we got to put Will Ford on more shows if this is the best pitch he's seen. So, no pun intended, but your pitch needs to sink and spin. You need to wash it. You have all the amazing components, Zach. You really do. Let me give you a few examples. If you simply move that stand-up advertisement over to the left to cover the silly trumpet in guitar so that you could actually see sink and spin washes dishes with one hand instead of dishes. It's like a hodgepodge. Then you have all this other stuff on the thing, the desk behind you. You need to clean this whole thing up. You need to be very concise, even from the very beginning. I like the ask at the beginning, but it was so nonspecific. I'm looking for $500,000 for business opportunity and partnership. Well, that sure narrows it down for me. This needs to be cleaned up because you've sold 100,000 units in your first year. If you're not with this guy, come to me because we can sell millions of units. And you said, hey, we got great margins. If they're great margins, why didn't you tell me what the great margins were? Is it a secret? Are you going to keep it a secret from your investors how much money you make? Because you'll have a very difficult time having them invest. You were going to say something?
Afterwards, yes.
I like how well rehearsed the pitch was. But go ahead, sink and spin it, clean it with one hand. You can do a much better job with a very little amount of improvement. Congratulations, though. It's a great start.
That was a great demonstration. That was the best.
Yeah, the
part
knife
of the pitch.
Part I liked. Like he explained that part.
Like I didn't expect that. I saw the guitar. I saw one hand. I thought maybe, honestly, it was like it was for people with one hand. So I'm like, that's a small marketplace. Right. I'm not kidding. Like my mind went there because I was lost with all the stuff in the background. I'm like, okay, where are we going with this? But then he pops it out and he shows it's one hand. It's there, and I was like, that's cool. But he was reading and he was fumbling. He needs.
But
to
he
practice.
Tied in the sustainability at the very end too. I really liked it. I'm like, oh, I didn't think about how much water. Water you save from not running the dishwasher.
You brought up a good point though with the margins, because he's like, we've got great margins, but what are they?
Yeah, a lot of them. I had extra questions. I think Rory teed it off that well.
What's the spin component to that thing? Did I miss it?
You spin.
Oh, because you're spinning.
Yeah, it's as easy as opening a door.
Got it.
Right, you're spinning the knob. Right. So, like I said, he needs to give it a spin.
Yeah.